Double H filling in for Gary Lee with a look at some of the sports headlines for today. And we'll start with high school football. What a night for area teams this past Friday as everybody came up in the win column playing in state playoff football in district championship play. The West Plains Zizzers beat Carl Junction big. They'll go to Hannibal for a Friday night game at 7 this Friday night. Meanwhile, the Liberty Eagles trounced Forsyth. They'll be hosting Lamar Saturday at 1. The Mountain Grove Panthers, with a win over Clever 28-21, they'll play the Seneca Indians at Mountain Grove on Saturday, 1 o'clock start. And it'll be a 1 o'clock start on Saturday for the Thayer Bobcats when they host Tipton. Thayer did, the Marionville Comets in the district championship on Friday. Meanwhile, in the state of Arkansas, the Salem Greyhounds beat Falk big. They go to 11-0, and they'll take on the Newport Greyhounds Friday night, 7 o'clock, and that will be at Salem as the Greyhounds try to keep that perfect record and their season going. Meanwhile, the Mountain Home Bombers with a big win. They blew out Sheridan, and they now will advance on to play Benton. That'll be a 7 o'clock start Friday night at Panther Stadium in Benton, Arkansas. So congratulations to the winners and good luck as the playoffs continue in both Missouri and Arkansas this week. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies came up short in their road trip to El Dorado, Kansas on Saturday. They lose to the Butler Grizzlies 99-80 in a rematch from that game Monday night, won by MSU West Plains at the Civic Center. The Grizzlies fall now to 2-6. Butler goes to 4-2. The Grizzlies will now play Friday night and Saturday. They'll play against Mission JV, formerly BBC, from Springfield on Friday night, and then they'll play on Saturday night at home against one of the best Division II programs in the country, and that's National Park College from Hot Springs, Arkansas. Those games will be the second game will be on KDY, and we'll have an alternate broadcast site for game one on Friday. And here we are. The Chiefs lose again. Last second field goal this time to Denver by a final score of 22-19. The Chiefs pretty much need to win out, and that probably ain't going to happen. Meanwhile, in other games, the winners yesterday, Buffalo, Chicago, Green Bay, Houston, Carolina, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Baltimore, Miami, and last night, Philadelphia will win over Detroit 16-9. Tonight, Monday Night Football, Dallas will be at Las Vegas, and a loss in the world of pro football. One of the great defensive players of all time has passed. Legendary Seattle Seahawks safety Kenny Easley has died at the age of 66, spent his entire 7-year career with Seahawks after being drafted 4th overall out of UCLA. He was known for his fearlessness and intensity, earning the nickname the Enforcer, and in 1984 he led the NFL with 10 interceptions, winning Defensive Player of the Year. His number is retired. He is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Kenny Easley, he was a player. That's some of the sports. I'm Harlan Hutchison for Gary Lee.